Welcome back to today's show. Let's have our PM Sports Page Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week on now. Pleased to be joined by Waco senior volleyball player Morgan Graber. Morgan, congratulations on the season. Thanks for coming on this week.
Thanks for having me.
Morgan, the team's sitting at 21-3. What a fine senior campaign for you and your teammates. I don't want to start this conversation traveling back to last week's win against Holy Trinity, probably the biggest win of the year, 5-set thriller against the Crusaders. Fast forward to the end. When you had that final point, you realized that you knocked off Holy Trinity. What was the feeling like for you and your teammates?
It was very special. We've been playing together for so many years, and we haven't beat Holy Trinity in a long time, and we knew we could do it. The atmosphere was great, and we just pushed together as a team to beat them, and it was really special.
And it was a 5-set thriller, including the last one being 15-11 that last set. So what was really working for the team? How were you able to come out with the win?
We just played together as a team, I think. Our defense was probably the best it's ever been for a long time, and we just worked well as a team and kept each other positive and worked together so that we could do it, and we knew we could.
You had 23 kills on the night. What allowed you to get going?
I think that it all starts with a pass, and as I mentioned earlier, our defense is really well, so we had good passes most of the night, and our setter had a great game too, and so that I think that if the set's good, or the pass is good and the set's good, I can get it done in the front row, and that's what I did.
Mm-hmm. Seems like this program has made the next step from last year. How do you think this team has improved since your junior season?
I think that playing together for a longer time period and practicing and just putting in the work in the off season comes together, and it shows when we're playing, and also just the experience of being an upperclassman and having a bunch of seniors that you played with for so long. I just think that just having the experience together as a team and playing together just helped a lot.
What part of your game do you think has improved the most since your junior season?
Well, this year I played for a club team, and I think that just putting in the time in the winter and the off season really helped me and improved and kept me in the game.
Well, you said it. You have a lot of seniors on this year's team, but as for you, what type of leadership role have you taken on for the team this year?
I would be one of the people that when someone makes a mistake or puts their head down, just talking to them individually and helping them get back into the mindset of they can do it, because we all know we can do it, but sometimes people put their head down. But if someone has a bad attitude or puts their head down, I'm always there to lift them up and help them stay positive so that they can do well.
If you're going to accomplish all the goals that you have set for the postseason, what are a few keys for this team?
I think that as long as we stay positive and know we can do it and not get overconfident, that we can achieve anything. Like our game against Holy Trinity, we knew we could do it, so we just kept calm and just pushed through and worked together as a team to find or to win.
It has been a weird off season with the pandemic. How did the team combat that the last several months?
I think just staying together as a team and like watching what we do, not going out a lot into bigger cities. I think that being in a small town of Wayland really helps with keeping close contact with people you know, and if someone does have it, staying safe and quarantining if possible. So I just think that that helped a lot.
Well, once this season wraps up, before you know it, graduation will be here. Have you decided what you want to do starting next year?
I think that I'm going to go into the nursing field, and I don't know where I'm going yet, but hopefully that wherever I go, I can keep active in volleyball and stay active in sports and working out. So
sure. What got you into nursing?
Well, my mom actually was a nurse, and so I talked to her a lot about it, and it's just something that interests me. Science is one of my strong suits in school, so I've just found something that I'm interested in, and I think it will be fun in the future.
Good stuff. Last question before I let you go here, Morgan. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, "Movement is your medicine." How do you use that motto to prepare for a game?
Well, our pregame is if we have a home court advantage, we go into the practice gym and do lots of stretching and jogging to warm ourselves up. And we have an awesome trainer that comes from Jet every game, and he helps anyone if they have any issues with stretching out or, like, taping ankles and stuff. So I think that if we warm up and get stretched out, we'll have a pretty good game.
Well, Morgan, great to have you on. Congratulations. Best of luck to you and your teammates the rest of the way.
Thank you.
That's senior volleyball player at Waco High, Morgan Graber. Join us as this week's PM Sports Page Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Morgan is currently second in kills in the entire Southeast Iowa Super Conference. We'll take another break. Come back with more after this on AbletFMKCII.